Thank you, Madam President. I rise to address the same point, same topic that's been under discussion this afternoon by Senator Pryor and Senator Hoeven and others. And I really strongly share the concern that they have registered. I think we have seriously flawed legislation in the form of this flood insurance reauthorization bill. And I think we're kind of compounding our problem by apparently inserting this into a transportation conference report rather than doing what we ought to do on the Senate, which is let's have a debate about flood insurance. I think this is easily qualifies as a sufficiently important and substantive topic that we ought to bring it to the floor under regular order and consider the underlying policy, including the profound change in policy that's contemplated by the underlying bill and a very important amendment that Senators Pryor and Hoeven have provided the leadership on, and which I'm a co-sponsor of, which I think absolutely deserves a vigorous debate and I would like to see passed. One of the many concerns I have about what we're doing now is we're taking this flood insurance bill, and apparently some are considering this bill to be at least a partial offset to some of the expenditures contemplated in the transportation bill. Now, for the life of me, I can't understand how this could possibly be a legitimate offset for spending. If it's a legitimate offset for spending, then that means it's net new revenue. But we're told that this bill is supposed to be actuarially sound. It's supposed to be revenue neutral. The premiums being charged for this flood insurance are supposed to just equal out the payments that will have to be made in honoring claims against this fund. So I don't understand how that nets out to a source of net revenue that can be spent somewhere else. How many times can we spend the same money? The insurance premiums that are collected are supposed to be collected to honor the liabilities that the federal government's taking on by virtue of this program. So how can it also go to pay out for transportation projects? I don't understand that. I also think that there's a real fundamental problem that Senators Pryor and Hoeven have addressed, and that is this huge expansion of this mandate. We have in this underlying bill a federal mandate that forces people to buy homeowner insurance. And it forces a new category of people to buy homeowner flood insurance, and the new category are those people who live behind a levee or a dam. Now, a lot of folks have contributed a lot of money over many years to building levees and dams precisely so that they would be protected from the risk of floods. And in fact, that works every day all across America. And yet we're going to ask those people to also have to pay as though there were no levee there. This strikes me as a profoundly flawed approach. It completely ignores the investments that these communities have made for years, and in the process, it discourages future flood mitigation measures. It discourages the maintenance of existing levees and dams. It discourages the building of additional ones. I think this is a bad idea. It's bad to create these kind of incentives, and I will say candidly, this disproportionately has an adverse effect on states that have over the years a long history of building levees and dams. Pennsylvania would certainly be among those states. If you look at this map, it shows the counties in which there are levees and dams, and almost the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is shaded in because we've got levees and dams all across the Commonwealth. And they work and they hold. And people have invested to have that security, that protection. And frankly, there are a lot of communities that would like to have additional levees and dams to have more protection than we have today. And what this measure would do would say, well, don't do that. You know, what good does it do? You're still going to have to pay for flood insurance. So I think this is a badly flawed approach. And finally, let me just say once again, there's something very wrong with this process. This is a big deal. To ask 1 to 2 million additional Pennsylvanians to not ask, to force them into a program where they would be forced to buy an insurance product whether they want it or not. By the way, nothing stops them from voluntarily choosing to purchase flood insurance. But that's not what this bill is about. The bill is about forcing them to buy this product. And to think that we're going to create this huge new mandate on what could be 2 million Pennsylvanians alone, many more millions across the country, to do it without a full debate on the Senate floor, without the opportunity to consider this legislation, without the opportunity to consider and debate and vote on amendments, I think is a big mistake. So I would urge my colleagues to take a look at this map and to consider strongly insisting that the Transportation Conference report not include this legislation, and that we proceed under regular order to debate a very important measure, which would be the reauthorization of the flood insurance program. And with that, Madam President, I yield the floor.